So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey folks, this is Tommy Freedom and you are listening to Freedom Rings. Now, I know you're probably expecting the state of Nevada continuing our Off the Beaten Path series, but folks, there is just so much that has been going on politically over the past few weeks and will continue to do so for the next little while that, at least for now, I am putting Off the Beaten Path on the back burner. When all this calms down, I will resume that series, but right now there is stuff that needs to be covered, so until further notice, I will be back to the old format of the show, which is politics and really off-the-wall stuff. And folks, I got some off-the-wall stuff too. I don't know, I'm probably not going to be able to get to it today, but over the past week, I have actually started picking up Morse code transmissions in the middle of the night that is actually coming out of the mattress in my bed. And the other night, I got up and I jotted down some of the dashes and the dots, and I ran them through a translator this morning, and they're viable letters, and it matched the sound that I heard for that particular site. But really, really weird stuff that's going on here, folks. But obviously, what I want to talk to you about today is President Donald J. Trump, no longer president-elect, POTUS himself, the President of the United States, officially Donald J. Trump. Folks, we have been waiting for this all of our lives. Now, we got a little of this with Ronald Reagan. And what is it that Rush Limbaugh calls him? Ronaldus Magnus, the Magnificent Ronald. I think, folks, that you are going to see in Donald Trump the beginnings will be like Reagan, but he will go where even Ronald Reagan was unable to go. I think that Donald Trump will become the greatest president since George Washington. He will lead a revolution, maybe not a military revolution, but a revolution in ideas and implementations of law in this country. Now, if you saw his inaugural address, it was 16 minutes long, and it was phenomenal. I have never seen an inaugural address in my life, the almost 50 years that I've been on this planet, that came anywhere near. Even Reagan's didn't have the heartfeltness. Now, you could tell that Donald Trump wrote his own speech. That was in his own words. This was not scripted for him. He did not have a professional writer do this for him. He wrote it himself, and he followed the same tone and the same rhetoric that he did on the campaign trail. He has not wavered from this, folks, and the left-wing liberals are terrified because they understand that this man means business. He says what he means, and he means what he says, and he will follow through on them, and they are absolutely terrified about this. Now, if you did not vote for Donald Trump, you did not like his speech. If you voted for him, you absolutely loved it. This man talked about nationalism. And for those of you who don't understand the term nationalism, that means putting your nation first above the other nations in the world. And of any nation in the world, the United States is the best. It's been decimated over the past 50 years, but it's still the greatest nation in the history of the world that is currently in existence, ever has been, and probably ever will be. And Trump is going to return us to those roots, what made us so great, even though it's been siphoned from and hunted down and shriveled to a prune from a once plump plum. Trump is going to re-inject the moisture into that prune and plump it up once again. And America will come first. And that is exactly how it should be. We are the greatest nation in the world, as I have said many, many times, and I'm repeating myself what I just said a couple minutes ago. And we need to get our butts back on top. We need to come first. We need to think of ourselves first. We need to take care of ourselves first. We don't need to be sending trillions of dollars out of this country to support other countries and to support people who won't support themselves, to dig wells for people who are so lazy that they won't even use the well, people who are so stupid that they planted their birth control pills and hung their condoms on their belt because it said if you wore a condom, you wouldn't get someone pregnant. These are the kind of idiots that we have been supporting for the past 50 to 70 years, folks. And it's stopping now under Trump. It's wonderful. It is exhilarating. And if you listened to Trump and watched Trump speak, the man has charisma. Now, Trump is German. I don't know how many of you knew this, but Donald Trump is actually of German descent. So he has a lot of old world values still in him, just as I do. I have a lot of German nobility in my blood, and that is what gives me that warrior mentality to want to fight for my country and to fight for freedom and the republic. And Donald Trump is the same way, but he has an awesome charisma, folks. If you watched him, his hand gestures, they're very, very reminiscent of another famous German leader who had extreme charisma. He wasn't very popular when he was first elected either, but in the end, the people loved him. The original Million Man March happened in 1938. Imagine if we could have something like that again, but with 3, 4, 5 million people all over Washington, D.C. Folks, that would be something to see. Now, Adolf used a particular hand gesture. He would turn the back of his hand away from himself and pull his fingers in, not into a fist, but just to pull them in a little bit, somewhere between a fist and one of those Italian gestures that's not very nice to make to someone. And he would accentuate away from his body as he was speaking. And body language speaks louder than words. It really does, because it's subliminal. You don't realize what's happening and you're enthralled by it. And Trump does something very similar, but he uses the perfecto sign. Thumb and index finger coming together with the other three slightly curved above. And he makes his point with that. Now, I do a lot of public speaking myself, and I use hand gestures, but I typically use two hands. Now, actually, I'm doing it right now as I'm speaking because I'm so used to speaking and using the hand gestures. But I, a lot of times, will gesture with both arms with my hands straight up and down so that my palms are facing inward, or a light fist with my index fingers out, or I will bring the palms of my hands up close to my chest and then come straight down with my palms up if I'm trying to endear that statement to the audience, or if I'm making a strong point, again, with my hands turned up and my palms facing in. People who speak publicly and who are good at it understand that body language is key. And Donald Trump has this down to a science. Now, the man may be a little bit coarse because he's not a professional politician. He's not used to making public speeches. He's used to addressing boardrooms. So he's a little bit more coarse. But that also endears him to the people. And that's something else I want to mention here, folks. Donald Trump is the people's man. It doesn't matter if he's worth tens of billions of dollars, and I really don't know. It's at least $10 billion. It doesn't matter. I mean, after you get past $1 million with me, I mean, you're all in the same upper echelon. But the man worked his way up. He borrowed $1 million from his father and used that to make billions. He is a common working man. He just works with figures that are astronomical in size that I can't even begin to comprehend. But he's still an average Joe, and he relates to the working man and woman, and the working man and woman relates to him. And that is something that the liberals just could not get through their thick skulls in this last election. Donald Trump was the person that represented them, not the party that claimed to. The party that supposedly represents the rich, and Donald Trump obviously is very rich, as he's stated egotistically many, many times, but he still relates to the small Joe the plumber type. And people love him for that. And he says what's on his mind, and people love him for that. And folks, getting back to the gestures, Donald Trump did something at the end of his speech that I found absolutely fascinating and refreshing. As Donald Trump finished his speech, he raised his right arm into a tightly clenched fist. No other president has ever done that. That is a very strong and powerful statement, folks. The Black Panthers will raise their right paw. Black power. The JDL, the Jewish Defense League, their symbol is a Star of David with a clenched fist. Jew power. But if you raise your fist, white power. Oh, that's horrible. That's, oh my goodness. Well, I don't know if Donald Trump was signifying white power or American power, but the statement was abundantly obvious. It was, I am in charge, and we are going to do what we need to do to make America great again. And he turned and stepped away from the podium, and he was standing kind of sideways, perpendicular to the crowd, and he looked over his white shoulder, and he raised his fist again. And then, my friends, Elvis left the building. And it was beautiful. It was the best political speech that I have ever witnessed. It was incredible in what he said. He said, we are going to make everything great again. We're going to make education great again. We're going to make our borders great again. We're going to make our jobs great again. And then he finished, and we will make America great again. And I firmly believe that Donald Trump has not only the vision, but the ability to follow through on this. Now, Donald Trump promised something during his campaign. The very first thing that he would do, he said, as soon as he was elected president of the United States, as soon as he finished taking his oath of office, he was going to sign an executive order. Now, George, do you remember what that was? Do you remember? Scratch your little head there. Think about it. No, it wasn't building the wall. That's high up on the list, though. Do you remember? Yes. Repeal Obamacare. He didn't do it in the first 5 minutes, but the same afternoon of the day that he was inaugurated, he signed an executive order laying into Obamacare to begin the repeal process. I don't know exactly what it was. The details are still sketchy, but he did sign an executive order on his first day in office targeting Obamacare. The man is following through on his campaign promises, and I love him to death for it. He's also continuing to go after the wall, or to build the wall, to go after the illegals. But here's something else, folks. During the reign of terror that President Barry Sotoro unleashed upon us, Eric Holder never enforced the laws that Obama didn't want enforced. He ignored the law. And so did his successor. Well, Donald Trump took a cue from that, and he informed us all the other day that he plans on doing the same thing. He will not enforce Obamacare. That means everyone can stop paying into it and they will not be penalized for it. That literally pulls the tablecloth out from the dishes. Obamacare is done. Just with that statement alone that we will not enforce Obamacare, it's done. It's history. Congress doesn't have to do a damn thing but watch it crumble. But Donald Trump is a better man than that. He's not going to leave those people out in the cold. He will come up with a solution. And the solution is easy enough, folks. I used to be a licensed life, health, and accident broker. There was nothing wrong with the insurance and the healthcare industry in this country until the HMOs came along and created networks that ruined everything and artificially jacked the price up. And I've talked to you about this before. George is waving his paws around. Just hang on, dude. I understand. It's going to run a little bit late. Just hang on. Once the networks were established, the price of healthcare was artificially inflated by as much as 5 times. And that is why people cannot afford health insurance anymore. Abolish the networks. Go back to the way it was up until the mid-1970s when the HMOs came along, ruined everything, and were responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of people in this country. And healthcare will be fixed. That's all you have to do. Write off Obamacare and just instill a new plan without networks. And our problem will be solved. Yes, George, go ahead and run the bumper. I'll be back in a couple minutes, folks. And when I do, I will start talking about that amazingly beautiful wall.
Outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
From electric outages to the zombie apocalypse, get your survival tips from Prepper Bob. He's the world's biggest Boy Scout, and he's only right here. Only on the Prepper Bob Show. And only on KKKRadio.com. That's the Prepper Bob Show. Check your local listings at KKKRadio.com. And remember to always be prepared.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it. Get your truth at Radio New America with your host, Billy Roper, at KKKRadio.com.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Oh man, that is actually my favorite bumper to come back in from a commercial. I just love... Well, I like Ozzy anyway, but I love the combination of the keyboards and the guitar together. It's just a really, really good guitar riff. But No More Tears is very fitting today, because with Donald Trump in office as president, all of the crap that we've been having shoved down our throats for the past 50 years is gone, and we can now begin to move on. So that was very fitting, George. Thank you for pulling that up. No more tears. Okay, so in the first half, I talked a little bit about Obamacare, his first priority. Now I'm going to talk to you about priority number two, and that is a wall between the border of the United States and Mexico to keep those illegal criminals from entering our country. Now, folks, these aren't just Mexicans. They're from Central America. They're from South America. They're drug cartel members. We have members of ISIS that are coming through the very porous southern border. And folks, it's like a sponge. I mean, there are places out there with absolutely no barrier whatsoever. And sure, there's motion detectors out there, but by the time Border Patrol gets out there, a lot of times these people are long gone. The coyotes have picked them up and they're in the back of a truck somewhere. So we need that wall. And Donald Trump had a beautiful idea. The Mexicans are responsible for this problem. Build the wall and make them pay for it. Now, the president of Mexico at the time, Vicente Fox, didn't seem to like that idea very much, and he had this to say about it.
I declare, I'm not going to pay for that wall. He should pay for it. He's got the money.
Are you afraid that he's going to be the next president of the United States? What would that mean? What would that mean for Mexico?
No, no, no. Democracy cannot take us to crazy people that doesn't know what's going on in the world today. What is Trump? He's not a Republican. Absolutely not. Those are not the Republican principles.
Now, let's analyze this, folks. And if I sound a little bit different, I apologize. As I was adjusting the mic to record that, one of the wing nuts snapped off, so now I got this whole thing kind of turned upside down and it's floating. I got to go over to Home Depot after the show's done and get a new wing nut. But let's just go over what that moron said. First of all, he said Donald Trump is not a Republican. Well, actually, he's correct. Donald Trump is a true American that is neither Democrat nor Republican. He is a representative of the people. That's exactly what we need. Now, first and foremost here after that, he said, I'm not paying for that effing wall. He's got the money. Well, see, again, that's the entitlement attitude that most of these morons have taken on. You have money, you do it. Well, Trump is going to do it, and Mexico is going to pay for that effing wall. Now, Vicente Fox is no longer the president, so that whole point there is moot. But Donald Trump can, first of all, using existing legislation that was passed about, oh, geez, 8-10 years ago, I don't even remember now, Congress passed a law that required that border wall or border fence be built. And Obama and Eric Holder ignored it. So first of all, Donald Trump can use the existing law to build that wall, which he's going to do. Second of all, he can impose tariffs to charge Mexico to pay for that. He can and he will. Mexico's main purchaser of goods is the United States. If we stop trading with them, yeah, we'll hurt for some oil and some other things for a while, but Mexico will flat go broke, and they cannot afford that. They know they're responsible for this, and they know that paying for that wall is the right thing to do, and they will do it. They have no choice. They have been screwing us over for so long that they have forgotten what real trade is all about. They've had it their way so one-sided for so long that they have forgotten that there is something called accountability, something called fairness. And Donald Trump is going to remind them all very, very quickly what this is all about. He's going to remind the Mexicans, the Chinese, the Japanese, the Russians, and the Koreans, and anyone else who wants to step on American values and American liberties and America's right to earn a dollar. They're going to find out very, very quickly that Donald Trump was very serious in all the promises that he made and intends fully to follow through on all of them. And all that is helping to stir and to spur all these feelings of patriotism and love for America. This is something that we haven't seen in so long, folks. Think about the last time that, I mean, somebody just stood out on a corner somewhere screaming, God bless America. I mean, you've probably never seen this. Now, after 9/11, there was a huge surge in American patriotism. And the Christmas after that, I remember distinctly my ex-wife, well, she's my wife at the time, my ex-wife now, and I went out driving through neighborhoods looking at Christmas lights. It's something that we always did. And that Christmas, the Christmas after 9/11, patriotism was still very high because it had only happened a couple months before. And we saw something that we had never seen before. We saw a combination of Christmas and the 4th of July at the same time. Instead of red and green lights, there were red, white, and blue lights. Red, white, and blue buntings hanging on people's front porches. Flags, American flags, hanging off their front porches. Signs that said, God bless America, and we will never forget, in people's front yards. And that is something that this country has not seen or done since World War II, and before then, World War I. Back then, it was common. You put signs up, God bless America, things for the war effort. Patriotism ran rife. And then over the years, with Korea and Vietnam and Carter and Clinton and Obama, that's all just gone downhill. But Donald Trump is going to bring that back. And I promise you, I am predicting right now that Christmas 2017, you will see a patriotic Christmas. You will see red, white, and blue buntings. You will see red, white, and blue lights. And you will see signs that say, God bless America and keep America great. I guarantee you, folks, if I'm wrong, I will eat my words. Well, my time is quickly running out here, folks, but I'm just so excited to get back into the political aspect of this with Donald Trump in here. We are at a crossroads in history unlike anything that any of us alive have ever witnessed before. And Donald Trump has the ability to bring this country back to the foundations that it was built upon, and return the greatness and the respect that was once the United States of America. Well, I hear there's coyotes in the background, and folks, you know that means it's the beginning of the outro here, the Streets of Desolation. But unlike dealing with the states, where I have to run the entire song and kind of bump up against that, I can still continue to speak because this is my own song, and I can cut this off wherever I want. So I will be back next week to talk to you about the mysterious Morse code that is emanating from my mattress. We'll actually play some of that for you because I did write down a little bit of what I heard, ran it through a translator, and I will actually play what the translator picked up on what I had written down, and it's exactly what I was hearing. Very interesting stuff, folks. Tinfoil hat things. So until then, if you want to get in touch with me, as always, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. So until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.